With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A huge winter storm is coming to an end now over the Northeast after sweeping snow, sleet, and ice across much of the South and East over the weekend. Little Rock, Arkansas resident Jordan Nalen is from New York and says she's used to the roads being plowed during snowstorms.
This is my first, winter here. It's not too cold. It's not bad. I'm prepared for that with all my clothes, but just not having anything plowed is, blows my mind. I'm just oh, wow, you're not... When it snows, you're stuck. I think that's the biggest, change for Maine.
And even where they are used to dealing with snow a little more often, like in New York.
An Arctic siege has taken over our state and many other states across the nation.
It's Governor Kathy Hochul, who says this winter storm is one for the history books.
This is certainly the coldest weather we've seen, the coldest winter storm we've seen in years. And truly, New York State is locked into a grip here.
Allison Santarelli is with National Weather Service and says now the threat is bitterly cold air.
You've got extremely cold air that's going to move in to a lot of these locations that received all of this winter weather yesterday. It's all going to move in there today, and that's only going to prolong the dangerous travel and infrastructure impacts well into the week.
18 deaths are already blamed on the storm. The anti-ice demonstration starting to take a toll on businesses in Minneapolis.
More than 60 CEOs of Minnesota-based companies have signed an open letter. It's posted on the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce website. Calls for state, local, and federal officials to work together. Businesses have been grappling with fallout from the unrest in Minneapolis, stemming from the enforcement of federal immigration law. Over the past couple of weeks, protesters have targeted some businesses that they see as aiding federal immigration enforcement. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News.
It would appear that religious faith is retreating in parts of Europe.
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a lot of people on the continent are abandoning faith. In 2010, 74% of Europeans called themselves Christians. Now only 67% do. Over the same period, the number of people who identify as Jews dropped nearly 10%. Pew says the group that's really growing is the unaffiliated. The share of atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular religion is up 37%. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is ending the use of abortion-derived fetal tissue in research funded by the National Institutes of Health. The government has funded research involving fetal tissue for decades. It's happened under both types of administrations, Republican and Democrat. The policy will expand restrictions issued in the first Trump administration to cover all NIH-funded research. This is SRN News. A new threat today from Iran's terrorist proxy group in Yemen, Houthi rebels vowing to attack a U.S. aircraft carrier steaming its way toward Iran. Public policy expert Matthew Cotinetti is hopeful the president's geopolitical objectives will be achieved.
I think Trump's goal should be that there are new governments in Venezuela, Iran, and Cuba by the time he leaves office. And what a blow for freedom it would be if that was the case.
Authorities in the Philippines are pledging to investigate why a ferry capsized in the early hours of Monday morning, killing 15.
A ferry with more than 350 people on board sank early Monday near an island in the southern Philippines. Officials say rescuers have saved at least 316 passengers and retrieved 15 bodies. The Philippine Coast Guard shared a video of them helping passengers off the sunken vessel just after midnight.
This correspondent Lawrence Brooks, more at SRNnews.com.